We're about to start with Sugyo and Dove Dollars on Rebase. And a few interesting halachos will come out of this Sugyo, and also clarifying definitions which we already have, how it fits with our definitions up to now. So, starting from the two dots and Dove Dollars on Rebase. So, Todi Rav Ushia. Rav Ushia, a Tana, came along and learnt Shlosha Osar Ovis Nezikin. They're not just four, as our Mishnah says, there's four Ovis Nezikin. Rav Ushia says there's 13. There's 13 Ovis Nezikin. There's 13. Dach Dalas on the base. Two dots, is that 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. This is like 11 lines down. It's the first word in the line. Kahare, Eish, Zuma. So Tony Rebusha, Rebusha, the Tana came along. Shlosha, Osa, Ovis, Nezikin. There's not just four, there's 13. 13 categories of damages. What are they? What are the 13? Shoma Chinam. We've got the Shomim, which are, there's four types of Shomim. There's the Shoma Chinam, somebody's ask to look after something for outstanding payment. He's doing a free job. A hashal, somebody who borrows an item without having to pay for free. He gets total use of somebody's item for free to borrow. Nosa socha, somebody who's asked to look after item, and he says, don't do it for free. I'll pay you to look after an item. You're not to use it, of course, just look after it. And then we've got Hasofa, somebody who rents an item. He rents an item, he's going to use it, but he's not using it for free, like a borrower. He's going to use it in lieu of payments. He's called a Sofa. So you've got those four types of Shomim. Look at Rashi. He explains each one, how they're separate from each other. He says, Shoma Chinam, the Rashi is basically in line to the beginning line of Shoma Chinam. Shoma Chinam, Chayiv Bevishir. The obligation of the Shoma Chinam is that if he's asked to look after it for free, do me a favor, look after this. He's only going to be obligated if he doesn't do a good job. He's only going to be obligated if it was negligent in his job. And because of negligence, it disappeared, the item, or got damaged, the item, because of the negligence of not looking after it. Then, he will be hired to pay. Hashoel, the one who borrows an item for free, I want to use your item, and I don't want to pay for it. Do me a favor. He said, yeah, I'll lend you my car. Chayiv, if anything happens to it, he's hired. I feel a burden. Even if lightning struts the car, nothing to do with his use or anything to do with it, just he happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. He's hired to replace that car. Hired an owner. Socha, the Gnosis Socha. The Socha is somebody who rents a car. All those Socha. Or somebody who's not allowed to use the car. Don't tell me, you're not allowed to touch my car. But you're supposed to look after this car, and I'll pay you to look after the car. Those two, Chayovim, they are obligated to pay for that car if Geneva Vector happens. If it gets stolen, the car, or it gets lost. So it's not only the Kolskein Pashir. Kolskein is the negligence. If they're negligent, they have to pay it, sure. But even if they're not negligent, not total negligence, but this is one looking the right time at the right place, and the geneva happens, someone stole the car, not out of total negligence, still the car to pay. So, that's, we had three different levels of obligation by the showman. We've got a shomer, he's only going to be hired with his negligence. We've got the type of Soma, who's only going to be, he's going to be chayav on everything, even if he has not on his, not in his control at all. Otsim, like an Avora. And you've got something in the middle. You've got a Soma, who's chayav, not on Otsim, not if it's out of control, he won't be chayav. But, even if he's not negligent, it's like your Geneva happens, something's stolen. Not negligent, still that category is fine. So we've got three different levels. Four different people who have three different levels. Okay. Says Rashi, carries on, Kuluk Sibi, all of them are written in the Torah. Why does Rashi have to tell us that all of them are written in the Torah? Why do you think Rashi needs to tell them all of them are written in the Torah? Because it says that Rashi in the Mishnah, in order to be Av, has to be written in the Torah. Has to be written in the Torah in order to be Av. If you're telling me that I'm not just four others, you know, I'm adding others, then whatever you're adding has to be in the written in the Torah. So Rashi says, Kulam Kusili. All of them are written in the Torah, so they can be, it's possible to be them others. So the Tanya Perek HaShol, how do I know? Look in the bottom of the where Parsha Mishonan in Mishpatim, the first Parsha in Mishpatim, Nema B'Shemachinon, it's in reference to Shemachinon, where he's chayav if he's negative. Shnia, the second Parsha in Parsha Mishutin, is talking about Shemachinon, he's chayav if he is chayav, even if he's not negligent, but he's just on Geneva Veta, he's also going to be chayav. Shlish is the third Parsha, is written by Shoel. Is written in the Torah, and Mishpatim is talking about your chayav for Otsin, it's talking about a borrower. Hilchoch, obvious Ninu, says Rashi, since it's written, therefore there can be obvious. Common boy, my Ninu told us, later on we're going to ask, if they're obvious, then we're going to ask the same question that we asked on our Mishnah at the beginning of the paper. He says, for obvious? Obviously, your expression being four others, these are the classic ones we didn't talk about. Yes, they are. Describe each one in the category up to now. Now, you, Rabbi Ushia, are saying there's 13. You added another 9. So we already saw four. The four you added, you say, these show me. Why the others? Because they're written in the Torah. So we're going to ask the same question. If there are others, 13 others, you're saying, these showmen are others. What's the tolders of these showmen? What are the tolders? Okay. So, yeah, Maxi, what's your diagnosis? Okay. We're going to see the Gemara. The Gemara's going to talk about all your questions. So, let me ask you a question again. Okay. If Russia is telling me that there's not four, there's 13. 13 others. And the first four he's quoting are the showman ones. They're others. Others what? Means they're in the term. In the term for what? For Nizzi. Meaning they are in the category of damages. Okay. They are in the category of damages. Okay, that's what it says. So, look at your, look at Tosis and Daf Hei. First, before look at the paper, look at Tosis and Daf Hei on the dots. Tosis, Daf Hei on the dots. It's going on the Gemara on Hei on the dots, which is in reference to the question which Rashi has given us a remiss. Let's see where it is in the Gemara. I'll just count the lines. First line, words of lines are near the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines up. Beginning of the line, Lastos La'ochit. Lastos La'ochit. Lassos. Beginning of the line is Lassos, not the end of the line. Yeah? So the third words on that line, that's Vishlana. So we're going to read in the Gemara the question which Rashi just gave reference to. Bishlama letana diton. Bishlama amishna. Bishlama tana diton. Yeah. Bishlama amishna. Tana obis. Amishna, there's four obis. I understand you said the word obis. Nechlau, think of todas. Because that means, because there's todas of these obis, there's obis, the ones written in the Torah. There's daughters which are the ones similar to one of them, so it's not the same things. Okay. Ella, but Rabia Rabushia, who we just started learning, others, they are saying 13 others, Rabushia. 13. The Chazikot told us. So we have to say the same thing. Obviously, if there's 13, these extra 9 others, which were in the Torah, have also told us, which are not in the Torah, but similar. That's what we have to say. Because they told us. Told us a man in who? So what are they? What are the ones similar to the showmen? Which are not in the Torah, but similar. What are those? So Omar Rabbi Buhu, so Rabbi Buhu answers, Kulon Ka'ovis Lishalen Nimetiv. They have no told us. They have no told us. So why are you calling them others? Just to tell me that they pay from the best quality possessions that the person has. He has to pay money. These showmen have to pay money when they have their house. They have to pay money. For example, Shomachinon, negligent, and not looking after the car. He has to pay money. He has to pay mematzes for the best quality. How do I know? Because you called him an Ava. You called him an Ava Masi. Calling him an Ava Masi tells me that when he pays, he has to pay for the best quality. And that's why he's called an Ava. Because he doesn't have a total. So the only reason why you're calling him an Av, not because he has told us, but he has no told us. The only reason why you call him Av, to tell me that when he pays for the best quality, like the Av. Like the Av. Okay. That's the Gemara we see. So Tosfos over there has a question. You go to the third from bottom Tosis over there. Kulam ka'ovis, l'shtalim emetis. Tosis has a question. You're telling me that these shtalim are ovis. Okay. Why are you saying the word of? To tell me they have a halacha that they have to pay for the best quality. And therefore I'm telling you that halacha through using the word art. That's how I'm telling you. So there's another question. I forgot to told us the others, the Masis and Mashal and Nami Mamatis. Look, told Amishna Abba Ovis Nazikin. It says in Amishna, the Abba Ovis, when they pay for the best quality. They do have told us, these others in the Mishnah, they have told us. Like the Karen, not only when he does his horn and damages, even when he nudges, which is not written in the Torah, and damages maliciously, it's called Tolza. He also pays. And he also pays for Metiv as well. So we see this halacha of paying for the best quality is not miuchad to be written in the Torah. You can be not written in the Torah and be a Tolza and have the same result of paying for the best quality. So why are we saying Rav Ushia says you've got 13 others to tell me you're paying for the best quality when you don't need to be an Av to pay for the best quality, even if you're not Av, you can still pay for the best quality. Told us also pay for the best quality. Not creative. The call mockum said, what's the toast answer? Honey, he loved the Karina Le others. But these 13, the showrim, which you're saying, if you would not call the showrim an ab, Loha the Yadena, I would not know the Mishal and the Maitre that they would pay for me. It's only because you called it an ab, I now know you paid for the Maitre, for the best quality. But if you wouldn't call it an ab, I would not know it could pay for the best quality. So what Frost's answer? What did he mean? He has a very good question. Paying for the best quality is lapped after those written the Torah. Even those are told to pay for the best quality. So why are you calling these showmen others? You're telling me because you want to pay for the best quality? Well, you can not be odd and still pay for the best quality. What's his answer? You don't have a total. Why? Why? Don't call it half. Just say that the five to pay. Because even for some reason, I know told us you paid for the best quality. Yeah, told us you also paid for the best quality. Yeah. Not classical Nazikin, okay. Okay, very, very, Joseph is worried with the words, not with lack of information. Joseph's worried, why do you use the word omos? You could have said, these 13 pay damages, like mazikim. So therefore, that would avoid Dr. Dinner's problem. Just say, they pay, because they're considered mazikim. Why do you have to use the word off? So the last thing, you say the word extra word off, rather than just saying mazikim. Called the add the halach, which of implies there's nothing else to tell me, which means you pay for the maintenance. And Tosis is answering, no, the word ab doesn't tell me that, because Lazikim, even if it's told us, will pay also for maintenance. So therefore, we got a problem. Why are you using the ab? Just say, first, these 13 have to pay because they're Lazikim. And of course I know you pay for the best quality, because Mazikim always pay for the best quality, whether it's in the Torah or it's just a Tolter, and it's not in the Tolter, then Mazikim pay for the best quality. So why is that up? To say best quality, that's not true. So Tosfos answers, because if you wouldn't say that over here, I wouldn't think they pay for the best quality. What does he mean? Okay, that's our problem. That's our problem. Not that we wouldn't know the halacha, we want to know why he's saying this word to say the halacha. What you told me is the damager, you pay best quality. Who cares? Yes, every time. Every mazik in the Mishnah, you pay makes it. Whether it's an ab, whether it's a polter, and that's Tosfos's question. Every time. So why mention an ab over here? To tell me best quality is not true. Ab doesn't tell me best quality. Mazikin tells me best quality. So let's look at the Shitta. Shitta will help us explain what Tosfos may be answering. Yes? I just don't understand what Tosfos is answering. Tosfos has a question that says the Gemara is telling us the reason why Rav Ushua added the word of
in order to make sure that you know when he pays this soma, he has to pay for the best quality. Because without that word av, I would not know that halacha. So he says the question is not true. The word, even without the word av, you still know you pay for the best quality, because we know tolders also pay for the best quality. So therefore, it's got nothing to do with being an av, being best quality. Even if it's a tolder, you still pay best quality. So Tosis has a question at the what on the Gemara. You're telling me it's called an av in order to tell me how long can you pay for the best quality. That best quality is not dependent on av. That's Tosis' question. Tosis has some answer which I don't understand. That's kind of one. So if you look at the Shifra, he has the same question. He adds a few words, maybe it'll help us. He has a question a bit backwards. Kasha. Ma dittik beresh per kama offers mechadik atotis. Beginning of our Masechta says, four others, we can deduce that these others have told us. Shall we call the others the kula others from the mitzvah? Maybe the reason why these four others are called others is in order to tell me you pay best quality. Which is the same question to us in the way around. He's saying, let's go back to the beginning of the sentence. Beginning of the sentence says, four others, mechlau, there must be told us. So it's saying, now you're telling me, no, the reason, maybe there's no tolders at all, and the reason why it's called up is because to tell you, you better pay best quality. We've got two reasons written in the Gemara why something's called up. Either it's called an up because there's up, there's ones that are written in the Torah, and the ones which are similar to ones written, and therefore there must be tolders. There's offshoots. This is up, and there's offshoots of it. That's why you say up to imply there's offshoots. That's one reason why you say up. Another reason, in Adach Hey or Adach, it says up, not because there's any, there's no offshoots. The reason why it says up is to tell you halacha, you pay for the best quality. So now the Shit is asking, maybe there's no of, maybe there's no tolders by the four non-Mishman. There's Karen, Shah, Bar. Who says these Shah, these Bars, and these Aish have any tolders? Maybe there's no tolders. And the reason why it says Av is just to say that these Shah, Bar, and Aish pay best quality. That's maybe they have no tolders. Why is the Gemara assuming at the beginning of the Masechta it has to have tolders? Maybe it has no tolders, and it's called an Av to tell you pay for best quality. What do you tell me that by other omens that these 13 which you're adding have no tolders and you can still say you need to say av in order to say best quality? So say that's also the truth at the beginning. The av is the four others, and why they're called others, they don't have tolders. Why you call them others is to say very best quality. Okay, we're going to decide that. Nearly it's Archikoma. Ovis Machal Dekotodus. Beginning of the sector, we deduce that when it says Ovis in the beginning of the sector, in our first Mishnah, we do deduce that they are offshoots. The Eleka told us, Cloud, because it is no, told us, it came Michael the Ovis. There's no reason to like say call them Ovis. This is Stam Abba Ovis Nezika. Just say, there's four categories of damages. Why say others? Obviously, if you say others, there must be offshoots. Now, again, he hasn't answered our question, really. Our question is, there's two reasons why you would say others. And he's saying, in the beginning of the Masechta, the only reason you would say others is to say that there are tolders. Tosis is saying by us. By our 13 offers that you're adding, the showman. The reason why I say offers is not because there's tolders, because there's no tolders. The reason why I say offers is because to tell me they got a halacha that they paid for the mitzvah. And you can't say the tolders. So the question is, at the end of the day, we see that the four offers nezikin of the first mishnah have to have offshoots. And you can't give the pshat that they are called obvious to pay for the best quality.
And by the additional ones which you're adding now, these extra nine which you're adding now, you don't have obstruents, and it's possible to translate the word obvious as paying for the best ones. What's the difference? There must be some difference between the four obvious, which have to have offshoots, and the nine, which the usher is adding, which don't have to have offshoots, and you can just call them obvious because of another reason. So what's the difference? That's Abdomen to the study of asking the usher. The usher, even if he's adding to our Mishnah an extra nine, those extra nine are not going to be the same as those four. Because those four, others have to mean offshoots, but those nine, those others, those extra others of those nine, don't have to mean that they have offshoots. It's good enough to say they're made for peace. So what's the difference between the nine and the four? That's the question. So let us hear what Dr. Dinner says. What did Dr. Dinner say? Dr. Dinner said, because maybe they're paying, and not because they're not even. Maybe, we know they have to pay, the shomer has to pay when he's negligent. Who says that the shomer is paying when he's negligent because he's considered a damager? Maybe he's paying for a different reason. What other reason can you think by shomer that he should be paying if he's not because of damaging? What other reason could you think? Negligence is damage. Yeah. Why is he paying the shomer? If there's no such concept of damage, let's say he didn't look after it, he pays. Why are we saying he pays? Well, one is for the damages, one way. Let me say no, there's another reason you could explain that he's paying, even if you don't have the concept of damages, you can explain why he's paying. Why? What do you mean he took responsibility something? I want to get it out of you. That's correct. What did he do? Why didn't he get back? Okay, so arrangement. So why is he paying? Because, not damages, because contracts. Conscience. Has a conscience. I made the agreements. Here, look after this. And to do some of this. You didn't do this. So therefore, okay, give it a bit. So maybe a shomer pays because of contractual obligation and nothing to do with damages. Comes along with Ushia and says the Torah is telling us that the reason why the shomer pays is because he's a mazik, because he damaged. That's the chiddush of Ushia. I know he pays, but maybe it's only because of contracts. Comes along with Ushia, there's not just four others on this again, there's another nine, including that the shomer, and shomer paying not because of contract, they're paying because they're called damages. There's 13 offers. So therefore, it's good enough for me to say that there's no tortures by them. I know what I mean. There's nothing similar to them. That's not written in the Torah. What's written in the Torah is it? Zehu. It's the Shema. That's it. There's no thing out of Torah which is similar. So why call them offers? Because I want to point out they are her offers. Like you and Zayka. I'm not sure. They're like the four of us, that they are paying, like the four of us are paying because of damages. These ex-shomrim are also paying for others like the damages. Their achiev is achiev of damage, and not just achiev of contract. And that's good enough now. The word of us is machadish me something that without of us, I think they're paying because of contract. Comes on the word offers and tells me that paying because of damages. And what does that tell me? What's the difference if you pay because of contracts or because of damages? What's the difference? If it's on contracts, you don't have to pay for best. The din of best is only a halacha in damage. So therefore, Rav Moshe is telling me they're paying not because of the contract, they're paying on damage, and the main that they're paying for the best. So therefore, the word others can mean that even if there's no told, it is still telling me, I need to write the word others to tell you that they're in the past of damages. That's why I need to write others, to tell me they're in the past of damages. Whereas the four Nazikim at the beginning of the period, that if you wouldn't tell me the others, they wouldn't pay at all. No chiv at all. It's only because there are others that there's a fear. Okay, so you take the whole point of writing them is to tell me the halakha you pay. So now you're telling me the halakha, but they're all calling them others. Others, you just get muskim. You know, you have to pay. There's no other reason. Your damages. You four damages, therefore you pay. Why you call them others? So the beginning is that you call the adding word others to tell me obviously there's even in the category, they're in the category of damages which are not written in the Torah, there's tolders which are not written in the Torah, which are also in the same pasture that pay, which you don't think they should pay, but they do. So the word others in the mission of the parent has to mean that there's tolders, because why say the word others? Because don't need to say that they have to pay. See, you're telling me that others, the same that there's also told us, it's always them which have the same halacha. But over here, I already know they have to pay. Just so I blocked our contract. Now you're telling me because of damages, you're doing that by pointing out and saying the loss of others, you're pointing that I have to pay because of damages. Mimela, you're adding now a chiddush of others that they're paying the form of a damager, and therefore they have to pay for the goods. That is the whole chiddush. Well, the Ustia are here and I'm going to discuss as we're going to be doing. Why is that relevant versus steps through that? Now they're the same. Now they're damages. Now the previous were mostly their damages. What type of damages? What type of damages now? What type of damages? Now that Rav Moshe is saying that these children are paying not because of contract, because of damages, we have to now analyze what Avi is asking, is saying, what type of damager are they? Now see the Gemara. The Gemara speaks out what type of damager they are. Let's go back to Hagamon.com. So, Vatana Rav Moshe, Shlosha, and Obis Mati. There's 13, not just 4, there's another 9. Shemekhinam, Shal, Nosisacha, Bahasotha, as we discuss what they are. Now, he also adds, Nezek, Sa, Ripu, Sheva, Sabushis. If a person damages another person, then he has to make 5 types of payments called Nezek, devaluation, Sa, he gets pain. And you have to pay for that pain. Ripu, doctor's bills. Shevas, he's temporarily out of work. And Boshas, an embarrassment through the damage. And therefore I'm adding those also onto the list. And therefore there's another 5. 5 and 4 plus is 9. I'm adding 9 to the 4 which are written in the Mishnah to say that these are also called damages. But Abba Damasisa, so you add that 9 to the 4th, the Mishnah, Hatzlasa, that is 13 altogether. Okay. Question over here. This is that when a person damages another person, of course he's damaging. Yeah. So, why are you adding them as a separate category? We had in the Mishnah, that a person who damages, according to Rav, the Mishnah is talking about a person who damages, he's called a Mazik. So what you're adding now, another 5. Why aren't they included, these 5? Sar, Nezik, Sar, Ripu, Shevet, Mishnah. Why aren't they included, at least according to Rav, why aren't they included in the Mishnah when it says, Odom Mazik? Odom Mazik. Yeah, why not? Why not include? So what would you say is the answer, according to what we meant? Rabbi says, the Mishnah says, Odom Amazi. So these are included in that Mishnah. When he says, Odom who damages, these are the cases of Odom who damages a human being. And he makes these five payments. It's already in the Mishnah, these five. Well, because Rav says that the Mishnah is Mavir, means that. What's the answer to that? According to what we learned, the Mishnah, when the Rav says Mavir, what did Rav mean? What did Rav mean when he said Mavir? Of the what case of Adam Amazik? Only a sleeping Adam Amazik. So instead, okay, you're only talking about only a sleeping Adam Amazik, so then I have to talk about these extra ones. They're not included in your case. They're not in the Mishnah. I have to add these. Okay, let's carry on the Mishnah. Oh, come on. So the grass, covered in song, my time and no time in honey. Why did our Mishnah say 30? Our Mishnah said only 4. Why? Well, Ushia says it's another 9. Why didn't it say the other 9? So, Bishloma the Shmuel. Okay. If you understand like Shmuel, our Mishnah, then this game, Momon Kamiri, Shmuel says our whole Mishnah is talking about where there's no man damaging. It's talking about a person's money damaging, all four cases. Mavir is not a man that damages. So all the cases of the Mishnah is when he himself is not damaging, it's only his money. Understand why the Mishnah did talk about the case of Nezek Tzar Ribu B'Shemes, because that's talking about man damaging. Our Mishnah is not interested in talking about the subject of a man damaging. There you go. The Nizke Good for No Tomorrow is not talking about damage done by human being. And in the Rav, according to Rav, this the Tana Odom, the community of Odom, the Tana is man damaging. So it should include all cases of a man damaging. So it should add these extra 5 of Ripu. It should add these extra 5 of Nezek, Star, Ripu, Bushem, Zepushes, because Rav says our Mishnah can talk about a human being damaging. Our Mishnah is talking about such a thing. So it is already talking about such a thing as a human being damaging. So it should add another 5 to the 4, at least another 5 to the 4, and talk about Nezek, Star, Ribu, Shem's emotions. Well, the question we have on that is, Rav, does he want to talk about every man that damages? Does Rav want to talk about in our Mishnah every man that damages, or he only wants to talk about a limited case of a man damaging? What do you think? A limited case. What's the definition of that limited case that Rav wants to talk about? Why, what's special about sleeping that's different from all the Mamazis? That, not because of no tension. Because that's the case of the Mazik where he's not hired for his action, he's hired for his negligence. So even according to Rav, the Mishnah is only talking about cases of damage because of negligence. So what does the Gemara mean? But according to Rav, who's talking about the Mazik, should also talk about someone punching someone in the face and being hired because of Nezek, Sa'ad, Ribu, Moses. And therefore I got cash on Rav. What do you mean you got cash on Rav? Rav says, I'm not talking about every Adam Amazik. I'm talking about a specific Adam Amazik that's hired because of negligence, not because of his actions. So why have you got saying this so much more? I understand why it's not there. But Rav, why is it not there? I tell you why. According to Rav, he doesn't want it there. Because he only wants to talk out that Adam Amazik that's hired because of negligence, not because of his deeds. So that's the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying? So let's in the Hanan, the second piece, he answers this question. Amar Rava Hayyoshan Barusha Gak. Somebody went to sleep on the edge of a roof. We saw a roof and he decided to go to sleep right on the edge. And as he's sleeping, he falls. Well, what do you expect? Puts himself right on the edge. He knows he's going to do it. He's going to fall. And he fell on somebody's vase. He fell on somebody. Not somebody's vase. He fell on top of somebody when he was sleeping. Vizik, and he damaged him when he's sleeping. Chai v'dalet d'vorim. He's chai v'nezek, sa, ripu. He's chai on all the payments. Even though he wasn't conscious at the time. Even though he wasn't conscious at the time, he's chai and awful. Ki'ilu yesh kavona yadzia. Because it's ki'ilu, when he put himself there, that he had intention to damage somebody. Ki'ilu. V'chai b'chol chutz v'nevoshis. He's given v'chai v'nevoshis. He's given v'chai v'nevoshis. So therefore, what the Gemara is asking is that, according to Rav, that with, yes, you're talking about a specific autumn in the Mishnah, Rav. A sleeping autumn, that's fired not his deeds, but because of his negligence. Fine. But still you should have an extra four chiyuvim over there of Nezek, Sar, Moshes, and Ribu, and Shemes. You should have that in the Mishnah, an extra one, besides those four, because you can have a scenario when somebody puts himself to sleep in a position where he's going to be higher than all those. When he puts himself to sleep right on the edge of the roof and make himself fall in while he's sleeping on somebody and actually damage them. And then he will be higher than all those four. So why did Ben Sarah mention only other Mamazik? It should add also the payments of Ritu and Shemes as well, just to the equation. So the Gemara is keeping with Rav, sleeping business, but even when you're sleeping, you can be hired. These nezeks. That's what the Gemara means to us. So Bishlo Mishmo, but according to Rav, we can add, we should add these cases. Says the Gemara Vayit. The Rabushya, Nami Hatoni Le Otom. Sorry. Ali Rav, listen there. According to Rav. So the R of Gemara answers, the end of the line, Tona Otom, for call minutes are Odom. Rav Enoch Hanami, Rav, when he says Odom, Mavi is Odom, Hamazik, and he has to pay, he meant you have to pay not only for damages, you have to pay also for Ripu, you also pay for Shevas, and therefore it's included in Rav, word, one word of Odom includes five payments. So you can't, don't count them as extra five. It's all included in the word mavin. Mavin has to pay means whatever the payment is. If it's nezek, only nezek. But if you put yourself on the roof, it's going to be nezek, sar, ripu. So therefore, it's not an extra five. It's all included in the one word of mavin. It's already there. It's already written there. So then the Gemara asks the obvious question. Rav Ushia, mavin ha'tom le'otom. According to Rav Ushia, he's also got Odom. He's got the four. He's got the four of our Mishnah, which is one of them is Odom. And nevertheless, he counts the five separately. Even telling me those five are included in Odom, why did Rav Ushia put those five in the Odom together? Why did he put them up? He says there's Odom of our Mishnah, and there's an extra five called Nezek, yeah, why did he switch this up? It's included in Odom. But the Amishka includes, Rav says Odom, and includes all those payments. When it's when Rav said the word Odom in Amishka, he meant Nezek, Sar, Ripu, Vashavis, and Moshes. He meant that. So when Rav Ushia, why is Rav Ushia saying, no, it only meant, when it said in Amishka, it only meant Odom, it didn't mean that, and therefore you have to add another five. Why are you adding another five? It's already written in the word Odom. And that the Gemara answers, Shrei Gavna Odom. According to Rav Ushia, he split them into two separate categories. Tana Odom, the Izik Odom. There's a category of a man damaging a man, where he has to make five payments. The Tana Odom, the Izik Shah, and there's a category of a man damaging an ox. And there's separate categories. Now, let me ask you the question. Why, and this is where we're going to finish it, why is there two separate categories? According to Ushka, there are two separate categories. When a man damages somebody's money, that's one category, which according to Ushka, that's our mission is talking about, an only man case. He's fallen asleep next to somebody's vase. That's all the mission is talking about. And therefore, so Ushka has to add a case, which the mission is not talking about, a man putting himself to sleep on the roof next to a person when he's going to damage a person. Why is there a difference between putting himself to sleep next to a vase And again, so putting himself asleep next to a person. Why are they two separate categories that Rav Moshe says I have to count them separately? Why do you think they're two separate categories? What do you mean, Pigeon? What's the difference? Every day, you damage. You damage the vase that's broken, or you damage somebody, they broke his arm by landing on top of him, you broke his arm. What's the difference? What's the thing of breaking a vase or breaking a person's arm? And you say they have to be two separate categories. You can't put them two together. And then you have to count them separately. What's the difference of breaking a vase and breaking an arm? So what? So what? So it's a vase. Yeah. Okay, there's other offense. Why aren't they disincluded in the concept of damages? You're damaging. How do you damage? Either you break somebody's arm, you break somebody's vase. If it's an arm, then obviously he has five payments of damages. If it's a vase, it's just one payment of damage. But it's all the other category of damaging. Damaging through negligence or putting yourself to sleep in this position. I tell you, you have to pay. I'm not worried about knowing. Ramush is not saying I have to sit up in order to tell you you won't know. You have to pay. You have to pay. Why you, but then, obviously they're intrinsically defined as different. What is it? What's the difference? You're doing something different. When you're breaking a vase, you're doing something different when you're breaking an arm. How do you define breaking a vase and breaking an arm? What's the difference? Nothing different in video. The guy said, no, the vase is there, or human being is there, and he's tied up, he's not going to go anywhere. I know he's not going to move, I'm going to fall on top of his arm. Okay, but then I tie him up, there's no muzzle. I tie him up, he can't move. A cotton, we said, also has no muzzle. So therefore, I can find cases of man that there's no muzzle. Yeah? So therefore. Yes. You know, along the lines, Mr. Shem, on next to them on Wednesday, we'll see from the Hemshire what the difference between breaking a vase is and breaking something down the hall. A different category altogether. Okay, I wouldn't say the word contract, but maybe I would say something else. Yeah.